This recording, St. Lucia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress, and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose became too tired, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in the Caribbean, the island of St. Lucia in the West Indies. And I first traveled when I was about, 13 years old. I was about 13 years old. Traveling was, it was pleasant, but at the same time it was a bit of a shock, cultural shock. Because in the Caribbean, when I was growing up, life was a lot more manual. You know, you had to create a lot of things, you know, because it's different. The economy, it's not as like the U.S. Jobs are hard to get. There's poverty, but you have to work harder. You have to sell a lot of your time to make sure that you stay out of poverty. And that itself, it can do two things. It can either make you a stronger person or it can make you fall apart if you don't use your need to have better and more in life. If you don't put that first, where you kind of just give up and say, "Well, it's hard for everybody. I'm not the only one. So let's just live and let's just exist." But in my family, we were really taught, and so many of us, that when we come here, it's a beautiful opportunity, because then you don't have to struggle as much, because you can find work, you can sell your time, so you can have a form of exchange where you can sell your time for money, since you're not a millionaire or you're not a business. So that was different. But at the same time, life was beautiful. There's a lot of people live in a closer community. They watch you more. They respect your life more. People have a better respect and a bigger respect for the elderly people. And in the family system, there's a hierarchy. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's abused, it's bad, but it's also a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when it's done correctly. If you learn how to respect people and you give your presence in this world value, and the name of your family value, then you understand better. There are certain things in life you just don't do. So, like it is when you're growing up in a poor country, when you're poor, one of the biggest things you have is pride. So.